right before Christmas, and all through the White House, not a creature was stirring. The government was shut down by the louse. The citizens were all nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of impeachment danced in their heads. And Ma in her underoos and I with no pants were pretty much convinced that democracy had no chance. The moon on the breast of Melania's chest gave a luster of orange to the Trump family crest. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, Trump sprung from his bed and busted his bladder. When what to his sexually wandering eyes should appear but Robert Mueller in a Santa suit with 8 subpoenas and 8 reindeer. Away to an awaiting jet plane, Trump flew like a crook. Couldn't read the subpoenas, never opened the book. Mueller acted very quickly and put Donald in a chain, shoved him into a police car, and made sure his hair stayed dry in the rain. Donald was sentenced to 30 years, starting in the fall. Now strap him to the toy sled and dash away all. And I heard Trump exclaim as the sled did withdraw, "I guess I was very wrong. No one is above the law." If only, wow.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird. If you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Monday morning, you sure look fine.
Rainy days, Mondays always can be better.
Whatever.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Monday, Monday, so good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, Victoria, Victoria.
It's a very special Monday. It's a day before Christmas, which they some reason call Christmas Eve.
Yeah, December 24th, right? Every year.
Yeah, and that didn't stop Tori.
You know what? I'm working today. This is the start of my day, but I work. I'm working on Christmas Eve.
Well,
isn't that fun?
Granted, you can do two things at once.
You know, well, after this podcast,
oh, I
shall work.
I gotcha. Wow, that's great. Yeah, it is the day before Christmas for all our Jewish friends. And
Kwanzaa's in a couple of days.
Is it really?
Yeah, 26.
I got to plead innocence and stupidity here.
You mean ignorance.
I'm very innocent.
I plead
that's innocence.
That's not what I've heard, but okay, come on.
I don't really know what it is.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, and I don't know what you do.
African-American holiday, I'm pretty sure.
I guess.
Or African.
Sure.
African/African-American.
I guess. I mean,
they only started really bringing it to light over the last decade or so.
Yeah.
As a child, I didn't know. They didn't talk about it.
I still don't know, but I don't know a lot of things, so that's fine.
Okay.
Whatever, and I think a lot of them overlap.
And it's Boxing Day, too. UK
is,
people.
There's a big bout tonight.
That's right. Where they box up your presents. You know, they don't put them in bags or anything. You've got to put them in boxes.
Is that indeed what I'm going to plead stupidity again?
Well, Boxing Day, they're, gifts.
God, they see, they use the wrong words for things. Well, I figure this is a day when people who are pissed off at each other get in the ring and settle their problems.
I know. What a great, quote, sport.
Yeah, I know. Well, Tori Lagarde is an actress, and she's a humorist. And
a ventriloquist.
And a ventriloquist, because she didn't even talk at that point. That doesn't make sense.
I was making my voice come out of your face.
Yeah, right.
No one knew that, though.
Who knew that?
No one.
And while she drank a cup of water and had her hands up my ass. So this is really... Sorry,
I think of Jim Henson and Kermit, you know. Yeah. That's the funny meme.
Yeah.
You know, oh well.
I know. Anyway, welcome to the program. Tori sounds a little under the weather.
Oh, yeah. Topic number one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick.
Ah.
Sorry to spring that on you.
I see.
I know. Ron's going to be mad.
Yeah,
I'm
next
sick.
Next time, send me a letter.
You know, telegram, something.
Something.
You know, you don't want to get the mail in the mail.
I'm old school.
Yeah, I'll smoke cigarettes.
Yeah,
I do.
I'm old school.
You are?
I'm sorry to hear that. Do you have some type of a little cold or something?
A cold slash flu, because I don't know how they pinpointed. I don't know.
Flu.
It has to do with Guns N' Roses. That damn guitarist. Him and his hat.
I would have went with the flu first. I would have done flu slash cold, but I have a cold.
Slash is always involved, right. Though. You know, what's his name? The other guy, the singer there, yeah. Ace Frehley?
Yeah,
whatever. What's his name?
I have no idea. I don't even know what Kwanzaa is.
Anyway, so my boyfriend did not get me sick.
Oh, really?
According to him.
Yes, I see.
And you know,
is he sick?
He got sick first.
I see.
But he said I must have been incubating it didn't show any symptoms and yet got sick later.
Good.
Because he only had allergies.
Ah. Let me ask you a question.
He's talking like this. He goes, no, I was dusting some shelves, and it's just allergies.
Let me ask you a quick question here, if I may. Do you have a temperature right now?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Good to see you.
I'm sweating bullets.
What are you doing here?
See the bullets? There's a 32 and a 45 over there.
Why aren't you in bed or something?
I worked yesterday, even. I'm working and sick and in bed, and I go back and forth.
Man.
I've been in bed so much, Ron, I don't even know. I've been getting bed sores. I'm in bed, but I still have to work.
You should be quarantined in a tent. And I'm sitting in a room with you.
I know.
In a studio with the door closed.
In other words, it can't be that. In a giant studio, by the way.
I hope you're not that sick.
No, I mean,
you sound fine.
I think I'm getting worse, though. Don't you usually get better?
Good to hear as well. Thanks for stopping by.
God. This is all your fault, Buffett.
My
it's all your fault.
Lordy.
It's all your fault. Just sterilize. Throw out this microphone. That's all I have to
say. Good.
I didn't get the flu shot because I never could get to the flu place to get the flu shot.
The flu place.
The doctor's place. Whatever. Okay. The drugstore. The supermarket. Yeah. They have them everywhere. You get them at the gas station.
All those flu places.
You know, so I didn't get the flu shot this year.
Oh, well, maybe you should have.
I
think you were telling me that you don't usually get the flu shot.
Because I don't usually get the flu.
Well, isn't that working out?
Well, you know what? It's because I got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I've been single for a while.
Well, so this is the first time you've hung out with a human being?
What do you mean by hung out? Because I will verify that.
All right. Okay. I'm sorry.
It was my choice. He said, well, it was your choice, man. You know, you knew the situation.
Well, it is true. You did make a choice. You made a choice
there. I know. Whatever.
Yeah.
Dude.
All right. Fine.
Well, so that's the thing.
I'm squirming here.
I know. I'm so sorry, Ron. I'll be way over here.
All right. You stay over there.
And I'm going to hold my coughs in and I'll be fine.
Yeah. He says, as long as you don't cough and spread the stuff.
No. Just if you make me laugh, it could be all over, though.
Thank God. It's not going to happen.
Don't be funny today.
Oh, don't
worry. I'm warning you.
I'm
I might.
Good.
No, you're very funny all the time, and I'm going to try not to be funny.
All right.
But that's going
to
happen.
Yeah, try to hold in any kind of laughter, please.
But you mentioned that it's the holidays.
It's the holidays.
It's Christmas Eve.
It is.
Okay, and I work.
Yeah.
People come in. I'm going to tell you 9 to 1. What do you think they say to me?
Are those the odds, or is that the time you work? Don't laugh. Don't laugh. I bet you 9 to 1. That a customer comes into the store.
No. What did they say? What did they say? Are they buying alcohol? I say yes.
Uh-huh.
Are they saying happy holidays or Merry Christmas? 9 to 1. What am I getting? Which one? 9 is 1 and 1 is the other. What are they saying to me?
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Which is 9 and which is 1? They're saying 9 times they're saying something, and the other thing.
They're saying Merry Christmas 9 times, Happy Holiday once.
Exactly. Uh-huh. How do you know that, and why do you think that is?
Because first of all, people that drink have no respect for other people, so they don't really care.
I have some nice customers, by the way, but
no.
But explain more.
I'm just saying
I know
that in the real world,
right.
people say Merry Christmas. Yes. In the political, general, public world, they say
Happy Holidays. Happy My holidays. Jaw drops whenever someone says Happy Holidays, because I'm like, what are they really saying here? They're trying to be politically correct.
Right.
But yeah, on the other hand, people coming and saying Merry Christmas are trying to stick it to the man with their Merry Christmas.
I think it I'm going to say what I want and do what I want.
They're Cartman.
Perhaps. I don't think people are walking around Israel going Merry Christmas. So it depends it depends on your, you know, where you are.
Okay.
And how much alcohol you plan to buy. And
oh, they're stocking up.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, who wouldn't? Who wouldn't? Everyone. It's the holidays.
And you know what else? It's Yankee Swap. Everyone's buying these gift sets to give for Yankee Swaps.
I don't know. Is it the ball team or is it the...
it's an expression and it has to do with the Northerners maybe because we're Yankees.
I guess.
And we're swapping something.
Southerners don't swap?
They give everything away. They're hospitality.
Really?
Down there or something.
Oh, I see. But Northerners don't give it away. They just say, here, this is for you. What do you have for me?
Yeah, and you might get the same gift back. So you make sure you give something good that you might not mind getting back.
Why waste all the time? Why not just one person get the gift? They say, here's your gift. And then you say, well, here it is back.
I don't know. And because you wrap it up and it's a mystery. They all love mystery. People love mysteries. Mm. Speaking of mystery. You know I watch Columbo now.
Yes, you do.
Would you rather know who's doing the crime at the
beginning?
Are
we playing that
game now? Oh, I started out my sentence wrong. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Now we got to play the song.
No. Wait. Stop.
Okay.
I don't know. Never mind.
All right.
So now people drink.
I'm kidding. Yes. Okay. Phrase it differently.
I don't know.
That starts the automated system.
I know. I'm so sorry. Please, Georgettes, stay backstage.
Stay back. Stay back.
You're watching those mystery shows like Murder, She Wrote or Murder on the Orient Express or Columbo or anything. No. Who the murderer is at the beginning and then you watch them squirm the whole time? Or do you want to play along? And try to figure it out. Like, is it that person? Oh, I think it's that person. Until the mystery is revealed. Sorry, at the end. What do you think? What do you think?
Well, see, normally I would say I don't want to know, and I want to be surprised with the twists and the turns. But you're referring to Columbo.
Sure, and we always know right away.
And there's a character there, and it's more interesting to watch him play his deal than it is to actually know who the murderer was or wasn't at the beginning.
So there's both. It could be both.
Because we're watching how smart Columbo is.
In his silly coat and cigar.
Yes, yeah.
So, he's supposed to look like a bum,
I happen to love the Columbo thing.
Me too.
And it was a lot of fun. Too many guest stars, I thought.
Well, and some repeated. William Shatner was on twice.
Yeah.
Jack Cassidy, maybe. Yeah. But you know what? They did a smaller, an hour and a half, and then they did a two-hour one.
Yes, there were the movies.
Yeah,
The regular short show, ones. There was a series, and then there was movies.
Right, and the short ones,
TV movies.
As soon as they get them. They were just kind of thrown together.
They get them really quickly,
But I liked the long, drawn-out ones. Like Donald Pleasance was a long one.
Yeah.
He was
the nice
winery
thing
guy.
About the earlier shows is that even if you watched them, then you've pretty much forgotten them. You might get little, I remember this.
Right.
But you don't remember the whole thing.
You have to watch the whole thing again.
So that's kind of fun. I got into Leave It to Beaver. Do you remember that show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Well, I grew up
right.
I mean, I didn't grow up with him. I didn't know him. But I watched that show when I was, of a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're on TV again, so I record them every day.
Oh, no.
And it's I remember parts of them.
Sure.
But it's like reliving my childhood all of a sudden.
It is. That's good for you.
It's comforting.
Mine is Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie. Those are my comfort shows
that's
when I was
nice.
Little.
Very nice.
Because it's magic. I want magic in my life.
Okay. I actually cry during the Leave It to Beaver things.
Oh, because it's so family morality
things. Yes, there's just love at the end and acceptance,
right?
And you
wish things could have been
that
way.
TV anymore,
in the world.
Yeah,
you wish kind of things could be.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, the parents were mildly stupid as they are in every show. The kids are always smarter than the parents, but at the end, the parents actually, and Leave It to Beaver, they actually understand, and that's like wow, that's like a revelation.
It is.
So I enjoyed that.
Well, that reminds me of when you say stupid or smart.
Yes.
So you're watching the mystery Columbo or whatever.
Yes.
Now, watching it then, I was like, oh, wait a minute. But now I say, well, why doesn't he? Oh, of course.
Yeah.
The car was open and it was raining. You know, you think of the things already ahead of time. You're like, oh, before Columbo does.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, wait a minute. What about that?
Mm-hmm.
Back then, you're like, I didn't know. Mm. Oh, yeah.
You're right. So how much medication are you on?
None, because it's not agreeing with me.
Tori.
I'm going to try Mucinex. Everyone's raving about Mucinex, mm-hmm. so I'm going to mm-hmm. do that.
Are you taking aspirin or anything?
Yeah.
All right. Advil. That's not bringing the temperature down?
Advil, yeah.
How high was your temperature?
I imagine I have one. I don't have a thermometer.
I see. Well,
it's a self-diagnosis, which everyone knows I do. One.
Okay, so you don't know if you actually have a temperature or not. And you don't even know if you have the flu.
No, I do. And I'm sweating, and it's turning into bronchitis.
Okay.
And I sounded like Dorothy from the Golden Girls yesterday. Maybe if I podcasted yesterday, it'd be a little different.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm getting better, but I feel like I'm not.
I think you're getting better. I think that the time when you're actually contagious.
Right. It's early on.
Early on.
Okay.
Yeah. And coughing would not be good.
Right.
But you haven't coughed so far.
But you have to be funny. But I'm bumped.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. Oh, no.
I am worrying now.
Don't worry. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
But I cough when I laugh anyway.
Yeah, you do.
That's my MO.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with my lungs.
Yeah.
All right.
That's fine. I mean, if you see somebody with emphysema, you'd probably say, they must be enjoying a funny joke. But they're not. They're dying.
All right. Either way, it's the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, recently, one of the icons of television.
I know.
Passed.
I heard Penny Marshall.
Yeah.
Loved 75. That's young-ish.
It is youngish. She, I think, had quite a life of diabetes.
Yep. That's it.
Yeah.
Gained some weight and whatnot.
Yeah. And she sure did gain weight at times.
Yeah.
So, like
Oprah.
Yeah.
Go back and forth.
Well, Oprah doesn't have diabetes, though. She has
as far
flu.
As we know.
Right.
The flu. She has the flu/cold.
Yeah. That's her problem.
Hanging around with Ace Frehley. What's his name? I can't think of it.
Ace Frehley?
No, the guy that's Guns N' Roses. I've seen him in concert.
Oh, Steadman.
No. The guy that plays for the Guns N' Roses.
Know.
He sings.
Yeah,
His name is
Axl Rose.
Yes.
Oh,
how come you know that and I don't right now? This flu has gone to my cerebral cortex.
This is
Look at Ron.
We did a role reversal.
He only knows Badfinger. Suddenly he knows Guns N' Roses. That's Ron's wheeze.
Wow.
I have my own.
Wow.
Yeah, okay, Axl Rose. Why did I think he was Ace Frehley? I had the A thing. That's all I could think of.
Yeah, it's all you
what
knew.
What names start with A? I don't
yeah,
know.
It's a flu. It's
cool.
Really affecting you.
It is.
All right.
All right. Back to business.
Back to business. How much money do you have?
Oh, gosh. My nose is running.
Let's go. Okay. All right. Here's some strange stories from around the world.
More China? You're going to get out of China today?
Actually, there is a China.
No.
China has
weird
people.
You have a thing
people.
About China.
No, I don't. China has weird people in it.
They have Asians. They have Chinese people. What do you mean?
Yeah. Well, they do, but they do weird things.
I think you're thinking of Japan.
No.
All right.
There's a man living in China, and he's only known as Peng, P-E-N-G.
Oh, I know him. I'm kidding.
he reportedly, he had a habit or a fetish, one might say.
Kink. I like to say kink.
He had a kink. He was kinky. He had a habit of sniffing his socks every day after work.
Oh, that's not normal?
Okay.
Okay, go on.
Ron doesn't know what to say now.
No, I never know.
So anyway, but his unusual custom allegedly apparently landed him in the hospital.
Oh, no.
Because apparently, and he complained of chest pains.
Oh, no.
And tightness in his chest.
Ron, don't read these stories anymore. Don't tell me these stories anymore.
Are you
God
sniffing your socks?
Is
that how
the
this happened? Apparently, they suspected that he had pneumonia. He's 37 years old.
Oh, my God.
But apparently, it's more than that. It's the fact that he got a fungal infection from his socks, from sniffing the socks.
I don't know what to say either right now.
I'm just saying it might be a warning for some people that have a strange foot
Never
fetish.
Never again.
Yeah, because apparently there's like funguses down there.
What about fungus under your nails?
Do you bite your nails?
No.
Okay.
But what if I sniff the fungus under my nails?
That could be. That's a respiratory thing, so you got to be careful.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. I can't sniff anything else anymore. Oh, my God. You're taking the fun out of my life.
No, I'm not. Peng did.
Oh, Peng. It's always Peng.
It's always Peng. Damn it, Peng. Ugh. That's horrible, man. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
No, it's gross.
Well,
you love your gross stories.
You know, everybody's gross. Everybody... I did an interview that ran this past weekend. A doctor was talking about constipation, and I can't believe how into it I got.
Oh, no.
I
well, we all have it. It's relatable.
It is relatable. And he was talking about constipation. I was like listening to every word. Like, wow.
Yeah.
You're like Jesus to me. You're like, let's talk constipation.
Drink more water, right? And exercise.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's so simple, but no one does it.
I remember talking to doctors way back in the radio days because I was going to get my first colonoscopy. And I had a doctor as a guest, and he's talking about what to expect colonoscopy. Everybody was like, ooh, I go through that, doctor.
Oh,
it was interesting.
Yeah.
But we don't talk about that stuff.
I do. You do.
Well, that's because we're weird.
I know.
But I mean, otherwise.
That's why people listen. I think they secretly like listening to weird stuff.
I agree. Here's another strange story. This is from this country that we live in here, the United States.
Tons of stuff here.
Yeah, this was a... this is in Pittsburgh. This is, in Pennsylvania somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Around 10 p.m. last Wednesday, this is fairly recent, the Duchesne something police department responded to a call about a vehicle on the railroad tracks off of State Route 837. You know where that is.
Sure.
Officers said that the woman, roughly 15 miles northwest of Pittsburgh, she'd driven onto the railroad tracks. And her car got stuck, and they said to her, "Are you on drugs? Are you drunk? Are you driving intoxicated? Do you have a medical condition? Why are you sitting on the railroad tracks? Don't you realize?"
When did they say this to her? When they were standing right next door?
When they pulled up to the car.
She was just sitting
in the car, and, okay. And she says, "Well, I'm lost. My GPS told me to go here."
She was looking for Pokemon.
I probably was.
That's the problem. See, it's causing more problems again. She just didn't want to admit it.
I guess the GPS as a shortcut gave her the railroad tracks to get to somewhere.
I don't trust some of those GPS ones. You got to use.
What a stupid woman. Why would you drive on the railroad? I mean.
And stop there. I mean, you can drive on them, but just go past
them.
She
got stuck.
Oh, well, maybe she didn't see them. It's dark at night, right?
Oh, you know, you make
some nights it's dark
for her. I guess so. What time did I say it was? Wait a minute. What time was this? Oh, it was around 10 p.m.
Yeah,
you're right.
See?
Okay.
You can't see those suckers.
I jumped to conclusions. She's intelligent.
Well,
I mean, come on.
I don't know. Pennsylvania, some parts of it.
Don't the railroad tracks actually show up on the GPS map thing?
Yeah, but maybe her vision was poor.
I don't know.
Good enough to drive, but not good enough to see.
Scary place. I would have gotten out of the car, personally.
Oh, yeah. At some point.
Oh, my God.
You know.
I'm like, you're just like sitting duck. Ew.
Well, I have a train question coming up when we play the game that I thought of on my own.
Oh.
I could ask it. Well, I'll wait.
No, don't. This is a good tease.
Ooh, yeah. Stick around for the game.
Yeah.
We have our own theme song.
Don't go anywhere. It's fantastic.
It is. It's great.
Well, let's talk about the holidays because it is Christmas Eve. This is the night when Santa Claus shows up at all the Jewish homes.
No.
No.
All homes. Yeah, that doesn't make sense. I never thought of it that way. He does, doesn't he?
Yeah, it goes everywhere.
Well, he can't discriminate.
Not allowed to anymore
so then
under
would
the Constitution.
Go to Jewish homes.
He has to go into the Hindu homes.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Yeah, I am too. It doesn't.
He's supposed to all children, go to all children.
Yeah.
That's what he claims, and all the TV shows say.
See, this is where when you lie.
You get caught in a web of lies.
Absolutely. Now you got to talk your way out of it. So I don't know anymore.
It's just a feel-good fairy tale.
Yeah.
Because we need those in life. Kids need those. Their life is going to be hard enough when they grow up. So keep their childhood full of fantasy and
see, I was actually against it. And then I had a conversation earlier in the week and I was talked into it. The very thing you said.
Yeah.
Where it's a story of hope.
Right.
And hope, of course, involves lies. Let's face it. Pretty much, you know, these days.
It's a harmless one, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I hope Santa brings me my gift, which would be impeachment. That's what I'm hoping for. I don't want it in a box. I just want somebody impeached.
Well, he's just such a global embarrassment.
Like Santa, but not Santa's good, and this one's globally bad.
And everyone else is doubling down when they're there. We love Donald Trump. We love him. They just won't admit when things are going bad. They just, I don't know. To me, that's, you know.
This is like the O.J. Simpson trial for me. I'm just waiting for the indictment.
And even though he was guilty, a lot of people would say, "Oh, he's not. It's the police department. They planted that evidence."
I'm hoping they go to the White House to arrest him, which they really should do.
Oh, that'd be great.
And then he gets in the little presidential car and starts driving down Pennsylvania Avenue erratically, and there's a car chase. Yeah, that'd be great.
That won't happen, but that would be great. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine it.
That'd be like OJ-ish.
And what's his name? AJ Colling. Remember him?
Oh, yeah. He was driving the car.
He was the owner of that, and they ended up selling that car later for like a lot of money.
Sure.
Oh, it's an icon. People are morbid.
We're silly in this country, but they're silly in every country,
like
let's face it.
China. They got Ping.
Yeah, Ping. Look at him. Smelling stuff. Snocks. Look at him.
Smelling snocks.
Smelling snocks.
You sound like a Dr. Seuss book.
Which is also real.
Yeah.
It is. No question about it.
Right.
Well, happy holidays and Merry Christmas to all the kids who buy all that crap. And it's a fantastic thing.
Right.
I don't really, you know, whatever.
Someday you'll get things organized. I don't know. It's like, where is it? We don't want the letter alphabetically.
It begins with a W. Dub-a-doo.
Snarks.
Would you rather?
I'm not that sick.
No, you sound like you're not sick. Nobody has the flu and can sing like that.
No, I'm singing at work. I'm getting it on.
You're good. Do they know at work that you have the flu?
Sure. But, you know, work is work.
There's alcohol there.
Work is
that
work.
That takes care of it.
Can you work or not? Are you breathing? Get in here.
Oh, you're breathing.
No, I volunteer. I say, if they ask me if I can fill in.
Yeah.
I say, sure.
Sure I can. Sure
I'm sick, but I'm going to do it. I don't even say I'm sick. I just go in.
No, why would you? Isn't alcohol supposed to be medicinal? Doesn't that clear up all the germs?
The ginger brandy. Once in a while, we have a customer that buys the ginger brandy, Allen's ginger brandy, and they swear by it.
Sure. I swear while I'm drinking it.
You know?
I get the Jim Beam honey.
Yep, we sell that.
Yes. And whenever I have a feeling under the weather,
okay. That
really makes me feel.
He has many flavors.
I have it with tea or something. And it's like a, what do I call it, a hot toddy?
Oh, yeah, hot toddy.
Mm-hmm. You should try that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd be better off.
That's what everyone's telling me. Just drink. Get the hot, whiskey, brandy, some kind of alcohol.
At first, it's wonderful. Eventually, it lowers your ability to heal, but who cares at that point?
Well, yeah.
So that's the point of the whole thing.
It's the time of year anyway.
It is a time of year.
To imbibe.
Yes. Now, tomorrow is actually Christmas Day, I understand.
Yep.
When people...
Stay off the roads, man.
Yeah, I'm no kidding. Yeah. Stay off the roads tonight. Because people go to Christmas parties. And the worst, which we'll talk about next Monday, is New Year's Eve. That's like, don't even do it.
Do a podcast. It's too dangerous. Should I come here?
Well, we tape these in the morning, so I think we're okay. But
I
wouldn't be out at night after midnight, personally.
Right. You're right.
I would be where you're going to be parked and, you know.
Yeah, I'm
going to
stay home.
Yeah. Have a drink. If you're with somebody, have sex.
I go to sleep even before midnight if I'm not. Yeah. And I used to stay up to watch Dick Clark, but since he died, it's not the same.
He's gone. No.
I don't want Ryan Seacrest. I don't want him. I don't want Mariah Carey. Please don't make her sing to me again.
No. She will continue to sing that song for the next 100 years.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. So no.
Did we stop playing the game yet?
No, we just did the theme music.
All right.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
Well, I have that train question. Remember I told you?
You talked about a train? That. By the way, this is Would You Rather. It's a segment we do every week, and you play along at home. It kind of helps you understand why people don't like you.
Yeah. I always ask my boyfriend the questions.
Good.
This is my question. Would you rather hear a train and not see it, or see a train and not hear it?
See it. Oh, I've got to think about this.
Don't be Family Feud. Jump on the gun.
Wow, it takes like... both senses to really do it there.
Yeah.
But you can see the train. It's not like you have to turn around first.
No, well, the reason I asked this question, because I was listening off in the distance, I could hear every day I hear the train, the city train.
Yes.
So I'm hearing it, but I'm not seeing it. You're kind of, it's a familiar sound. Or would you rather just see a train and not hear it?
Oh, I thought if you're standing on the track. Okay. I would rather...
Do you like the sound of a train or the sight of a train?
I like the sound of a train in the distance.
So you'd rather hear it
in the
and
distance.
Not see it than see it and not hear it.
In the distance.
Unless it's right on top, you're like, oh, train! I joke, but this is personal
to
me.
I know. If the train station or the train was like a few blocks away, it would be really too loud and very imposing.
But
all
you
of
like
a
it in the distance.
In the distance.
What a silly question.
That's how I like people.
Especially me right now.
Well, today, it wouldn't be so bad. Okay. All right. There you go. There you have it.
Don't
right
be
there.
Funny. I there warned you already. It.
I'm trying not to be believing.
I don't think you are. You're not trying hard enough.
Would you rather be stranded in the jungle
yep.
or in the hospital? No. Would you rather be stranded in the jungle or in the desert?
Jungle. The show's over now. No Lost kidding. My voice. jungle.
Jungle too.
What's in the desert, man?
Nothing,
you get
man.
Sand, oasis.
Nothing.
Maybe if you're lucky, you have a, what do you call it? Mirage?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, I'd freak out. I would freak out. In the jungle, you got different things to see, animals that
can hide behind trees.
Yeah.
There's no way to hide in a desert.
There's vegetation, but desert,
no.
awful.
No. What a silly question.
Sorry. your turn.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Well, here's, I like to throw out these really, like, sorry. Think about it. Mm-hmm. Here's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have immortality, but you kill every living thing within a 10-foot radius, or have 10 years left to live, but everything else in your life is exactly how you want it?
And that's a bad thing? Oh, I see. 10 years. Oh,
10 years to live. You have 10 years to live, Ron.
If you were 90, you'd take the 10 years. So... I gotcha. I see what you're saying.
Okay, but now as you are now, then.
All right. Well, personally, so in other words, no matter where I go, everybody within a certain radius starts
every
dropping
living
dead.
Thing,
every
no
living,
pets, anything.
Oh, nothing at all.
Nothing. 10 so, feet from you.
So it'd be like living in the desert.
Or living by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But you could live, yeah, mm-hmm. okay.
I would say none of the above. I'll
well,
do C.
No. We know that's not how this game works.
Yeah, I would do the, that was my stomach. God, I don't know if there's an answer to that.
Honey, look at what? Me. Now I'm doing it. My boyfriend says he does it to people when they're annoyed. He does this. He just did it to a guy he works with. Jesse, he said, honey. I said, what?
You know, I did that, and I don't think it's my age, but I did it to a cashier at a market
no.
basket. She said, here's your receipt. And she gave me a receipt, and I said, thank you, hun. And I thought, my God.
Oh,
I'm,
no, you did a hun.
I'm my grandfather.
No, huns are like diner waitresses. I don't know.
But I didn't do it, hun, because she was servicing me. It was just hun
yeah,
as if
I know.
I was familiar
that's what
with somebody.
I just did it like I was annoyed.
Yeah.
Like, you can't.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, sorry.
Well,
anyway.
Usually do dude.
Well, I know, but go on. So which is it, 10 years or you immortality? Do you want immortality
see,
or not?
10 years to life or immortality? I'll do immortality.
No, I would never choose immortality.
Oh, I will. Well, I don't like people around me anyway, so
you want to live forever? That sounds
like
a burden. I want 10 years if I can, my life is exactly how I want it, and then I die.
It depends on what's going on.
At my age, I don't care. 10 years, everything's great, then I die. Why not? Why not?
I mean, if I was sniffing my socks every day and had emphysema, I probably wouldn't want to live.
Yeah, but everything is like you want it.
All right. Yeah, your question is way too horrible.
All right. Go on. Your turn.
Okay.
Got the post nasal drip going on now. Good times.
This is weird.
Okay.
Would you rather have a really slow internet or always have a really bad phone signal?
Ooh, that's a good one.
It's a tech question.
Yeah, I like techie stuff.
That's a tough one.
I'm gonna go with I'd rather. Sorry, people, but I'd rather have a bad phone connection. I like my fast internet. I get annoyed.
I would too.
Okay, good.
I would too.
Because who do we need to talk to, really?
Telemarketers.
My buffer. But I see him in person, too.
You can text?
Yeah, we do. Mostly we text.
Texting is so... I hated it at first because I thought everything had to be in short form.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then I realized it's a godsend.
You can write a novel. Sure.
God gave this to me.
He did.
Yeah, now I don't have to talk to people.
It's great.
It is great.
You and I text. When's the last time we talked on the phone? Like 2 years ago, I want to say.
Yeah, you were getting the flu, and I didn't want to talk.
It really had to do with television, which you don't talk about. But
anyway, your turn.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather receive... Oh, this is a personal one. I can say these words, right? You should have seen Ron look at me right now. I wish I had a picture of his face.
I don't know what the word is.
I know. That's why your face was... I just want to frame
actually,
that.
You can say anything.
It's not a swear.
Okay. Oh, then fine. Okay.
Okay. Right. Even if it was, but it's not.
Is it glitter? Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, I know. Okay. You hate the word glitter.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
glitter
man.
Bombs.
Don't even.
I won't. We did that. Would you rather receive $20 every time you masturbate?
Okay.
Or get $500,000 cash, but you can never masturbate again. such a guy question.
Well, it is, because guys masturbate a lot, well, so you can do quite well.
I already have an answer to this question, so
I'm going for the masturbation.
$20 a pop instead of $500,000 and never do it again. Really?
Never ever do it again?
Never ever.
$500,000. I would have to bother women a lot more.
Well, which is it, Ron?
I'll bother the women, I guess.
Which is it?
I'll bother the
you
women.
You won $500,000 yes. to never do it again.
Yeah.
I'm going to do $20 a pop.
Really?
That's an easy one for me.
I would just find people that would take care of that for me.
No, really?
Yes. No. Look, I've got $500,000.
I got a lot of alone time. I'm sorry.
$500,000 is going to buy you a lot of people that will take care of that for you.
I didn't look at
just,
it that
just
way.
Just like Oprah. She doesn't have
poor
sex.
Poor Stedman.
Stedman doesn't have to.
He doesn't even have a wallet. We talked about that.
He doesn't need it.
No.
I don't even think he has a CVS card.
Oh, God. No. All right, so.
All right.
I can't wait to ask my boyfriend these questions tonight. I always do it the night after the show. I say, okay, what are your answers?
Oh.
Or before.
Yeah. That's a rough relationship. Would you rather lick your best friend's foot or let a stranger lick your foot?
Oh my God, that could have gone a different way. Mm-hmm. And I was like, thank God he didn't say what I was thinking he was going to say. I would rather have someone lick my foot. I'm not licking feet, thanks.
I'm agreeing with you entirely.
And I've had my foot licked, by the way.
Yeah.
So
by a Chinese man.
Ping?
By Ping.
No, he only sniffed it.
Lynn, look what happened to him.
Yeah. All right. Feels great, by the way.
What?
When you get your feet kind of toes sucked on and your feet licked. Speaking not that I need to have that, but it's happened. And
it's very erotic for the feet are very
I don't do it, but I've had it
done
to me. So
there are a lot of people with foot fetishes.
Oh, I know
and
some.
I don't know why.
At least one.
I don't know why.
It's kind of weird, but it's okay. You know, we all have our things.
Yeah.
Kinks and
so
forth.
It's not hurting anybody.
Oh, it's not, no.
Except for Peng.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hurt himself.
Well, there was a girl, one of my daughter's girlfriends, or someone she knows,
girlfriend,
someone she knows, that made a ton of money, maybe still, on the internet, by just modeling shoes or showing her feet for strangers.
Sure.
They'd send her, you know, money.
But she doesn't have to show her face.
Isn't that awesome? How do I get this
awesome.
Job showing my feet on the internet for money?
Who says you couldn't?
I don't know.
Because it's marketing. Maybe you can do it better than the girl did.
I have some awesome feet, by the way. So, I mean, if anyone could do it, I could. They're size like 6.
Does she? So she models shoes or she's barefoot?
I don't know.
Barefoot is kind of pornography.
Maybe.
For foot fetish people.
I don't know the deets, but
put something on. Hey, lady, put something on.
Well, that reminds me. Remember the show Love American Style?
Yes, I do.
Love that show. Mm. One episode I'll always remember was this lady that would get naked in these magazines, but she always had her hands hidden.
Oh.
They were never shown because that was her special thing.
Odd.
So, so one guy got her these see-through gloves, like these lingerie gloves to put on, and then it was like supposed to be erotic. Yeah. So they changed it to be a body part to be the hands, which were to peel them off was the... Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I want to rewatch that someday if I can ever find that episode. It's so neat.
You know why I didn't like that show?
Why?
Because
I love the song.
That's nice. But all the characters were so hokey, and Jack Jones was in every episode. You remember him? Jack Cassidy and Jack Jones were in everything.
I'm trying to picture. I can picture Jack Cassidy, but
he was a singer. He was a singer.
Oh yeah, okay.
I think
did he have like gray white hair?
I think he actually sang the theme song
to
that show.
American
I think that
style.
Was him actually.
Red, white, and blue.
All right.
Okay.
Love
American style. I love that. Yeah. Anyway, is it my turn?
Yes, it is your turn.
I have one more.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a good one. Would you rather never be able to answer a question or never be able to ask a question?
Answer.
Me
answer.
Too. Me too.
Yeah. I need to ask questions.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm asking one all the time.
Yeah. And I don't need an answer because I know what the answer is.
Ooh, I love that answer.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I answered and I apologize for doing that.
That's
all
right. Yeah. Me too. I'd rather never be able to answer.
The less, the better. It's not a good idea. Oh, there she goes.
No,
there she goes.
No.
All right. All right. The last one's stupid. Here we go. Would you rather kiss a cobra or kiss a jellyfish?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I know which
one
I'd rather.
I want C, like you did. A, B, or C. I want C.
Oh, I don't think cobra's a horrible thing to kiss.
What? Where?
Why?
I mean, in the middle of him. I don't have to kiss his mouth.
It's got to be a
tongue kiss. And jellyfish are just...
A fang kiss. Jellyfish are they're not even. I don't
I'm going to say jellyfish.
Oh, man. You'd rather kiss a jellyfish?
Yeah, I probably have swimming in the ocean. They're little, tiny ones. Not a man o' war.
The consistency of them has got to be like jelly, right?
I'll kiss a jellyfish before I'll kiss a cobra.
They're translucent. Lucent.
Exactly. Solution. So, however
God,
you say
that's disgusting.
Now, I'll do the jellyfish.
Do you ever eat cat food or dog food?
Not on purpose.
I haven't.
I mean, how do you know if someone's offering you a snack?
Well, you don't eat it.
You're getting trolled.
I suppose.
No, I don't eat it.
I'm curious every once in a while.
I'm
if
not.
Actually,
really?
Yeah, because.
Gosh, no.
Because they put the flavors on there, like filet mignon flavor.
Ooh.
I'm just wondering, is it true? I mean, because they could lie. How would anybody know?
I'm not even that into the real filet mignon. So what difference would it make for me?
Saying,
I don't eat that much. I don't like food.
What do you like? You don't
chocolate,
eat any food?
I don't know.
So what if there's a chocolate dog? Well, that's impossible.
They have doggy ice creams. I've seen them. You got to be careful you don't buy one by accident.
They're not chocolate.
There's something. They're like popsicle treats for dogs. What's going on here?
I don't know. I'm just saying that the flavors are so interesting in cat and dog foods. I'm just wondering if they really are what they say they are.
Well,
do they actually have the flavors?
I wonder if like poor people really eat that because they can afford it.
I don't know if it's
That's
a
sad.
Story or if they actually do that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
what
think
a
it's
world.
A good idea.
I know. I don't know
like
about
too
this world.
Much protein or something or whatever.
How are people who have billions and billions of dollars and other people in the world are children are starving? I'm confused about that.
Yeah. Well, it kind of puts you in a political category.
I mean, how do you sleep at night with your billions keeping you warm, really, when you're knowing children are starving to death?
Very simple answer to that. How do you sleep at night? You just don't care.
Yeah.
You
Apathy.
Don't care.
Right.
You'd have to care to not sleep at night.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm not saying all billionaires are like that, but you know what? Look in the mirror, man, if you're a billionaire right now listening to this show.
I'd say when you're in the billionaire category, you would have to be like that.
No.
You can, oh yes, you
what
can
What about Bill Gates? They have foundations, dude.
They have tons of foundations, but it's no skin off his teeth to give money to these foundations. It doesn't necessarily mean that he's, if it doesn't hurt him to do that, and it's actually a tax write-off where he can save taxes, then his accounts are probably saying, you better find something to
like
do
Mark
with
Zuckerberg.
This.
He's in some trouble again. Did
Big
you hear
time.
About it? Facebook?
Yes. Oh, Gutenberg, really this
selling
time.
Off, yeah. Selling off, like, they can read your messages, dude.
Yes. They sold it. Well, they gave it to Spotify, Amazon, Netflix, Sony Corporation.
But we're still going to use it.
Microsoft,
yeah.
Bing.
We're still using Facebook, so whatever,
and
I guess.
The Bing-Microsoft thing actually happened this year, as recent as this year.
Yep.
Gutenberg is always saying, no, it's private.
Zuckerberg.
I know.
Oh. It's like the museum guy.
I just don't
Guggenheim?
Want to say his name, right?
I know.
He constantly says all your stuff is protected, and it's a lie because they actually, I don't know, sell
you know
it
what?
For money, but they certainly, because these are they're within their group, so to speak.
I'm an intelligent person. Are would you? You agree?
Yes, very much.
And yet I still use social media, Facebook.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
I figure everyone's, if they're ignorant enough, they'll do it and no big deal.
I know.
I know a couple of doctors that have gotten off of it, and people that were on it were thinking, you know, this is really a bad idea, and they've just taken their account down.
Yeah.
That's the smart move, and I'm smart.
I will tell you how bad Facebook, I don't either, but I think it's part of the fact that Facebook has made people consider that part of their lives. You can't even log into some apps without your Facebook thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing what they've built themselves as. This is interesting. It's kind of radio industry stuff, but it's absolutely true. I do interviews almost every day on this show, and agencies call me to do the interviews to get them distributed. And they called me up and they said, there's an interview Facebook wants to talk about their Facebook Messenger and how they're updating.
Did you jump on it?
The next question was, are they apologizing? Or are they explaining about any debacles? Mm. No. So you can't talk about that.
No.
This is a promotion thing
what?
For Facebook.
Oh.
So I said, no,
I
don't want to do it. And the agent says to me, nobody wants to do this.
Yeah.
All the big stations, all the radio outlets are refusing to
pariah.
Do it because they think that Facebook is using them
as
propaganda.
Yeah.
And radio stations are saying, no, you ain't using me to promote your thing.
And they can't even get a podcast.
They cannot. So, but Facebook is going crazy trying to promote themselves as being fantastic, but you can't talk about the bad stuff that happened. You're not allowed to.
You know what I just thought of? I have a lot of pictures that I keep on there that I don't have anywhere else, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
If that place ever folds, I'm going to lose a lot of stuff. So there is a way you can download all your Facebook stuff. It takes a long time, but maybe it's worth it to put it in a little area on a hard drive or something.
Perhaps. Yeah, it's but it's not only your stuff. It's your friends' information that
and they all have, you all give permission
friends,
to them.
Quote unquote.
Everything when you sign up for Facebook, you give them permission to take whatever they want of yours.
But at the same time, and you can't use Facebook without agreeing to their terms.
Yeah.
But nobody reads that. A and B, they verbally say that this is a private situation, and we protect the privacy of our users. That's a lie.
Right, it is. They sell it. Because it's information, it's money, it's data mining.
Yeah.
And they can get you to buy other things through commerce. If they see what you like, they'll target you and say, oh, you'll want this, then here's this.
They also don't have the ability, like Cambridge Analytica, and there was a St. Petersburg, Russia thing, where they were actually contacting millions and millions of people to sway them toward the Republican Party, toward Trump.
And they're working on it still.
But Facebook has no way, or even if they did, they do have a way, they might have let them purposely do it for revenue purposes.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's turning out to be quite a big deal.
Right. But I feel stupid still having a Facebook, yet I have a lot of friends on there that I like to talk to and put pictures up, and I'm sucked in now maybe.
Yeah.
You know,
I think the first thing to do is to take your personal information off of it.
Well, I don't have where I live, and that's stupid. For anyone to put where they live, I have a different country, actually, because I don't want to be tracked that way, and I always have.
Yeah.
Don't ever put where
but
you
they
live.
They shouldn't even know your birthday or anything. I mean, all your friends would have to know your birthday, because how are you going to be congratulated? But at the same time, I would just do my name and just leave it at that. You figure out if I'm male or female.
Oh, yeah?
You know, I wouldn't even do that.
No.
Some people put, like, what their work history is, where they live, who their relatives are.
I don't do that. I do some of my relatives, but I don't do where I live and where I work.
Because that's known to be picked up.
Sure.
And everybody on your page is also vulnerable.
Oh, I could be a skip tracer real easy.
Mm-hmm.
I track down people on the internet all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty easy. And plus, you look at obituaries. Obituaries, heads up, everyone. That's where you find related people.
Yeah. They'll also look at activity. If there's a lot of activity on your page, they will look at you more than somebody who just doesn't use it at all, such as myself.
Yeah, the algorithms.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for using words.
You're welcome.
This has been great holiday talk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It could be used anytime, except for the Santa part. You could replay this someday.
Replay this
anymore.
For any holiday.
Remember you used to replay shows years ago?
Yeah, I was desperate at that point.
Well, I mean, that's like radio, whatnot. You could do that. But
pod,
there's always something new, right?
There is always something new. And you're a little freer to talk about
things. You are freer. And it's easier to do.
Yeah. I don't have to worry about commercials and saying the wrong thing and pissing off a sponsor, which
so you'll never hear this again, right? You'll never hear this again. You hear it now, or I guess you could go back and tell they're all cataloged. You could find the show anyway and watch it, listen to it.
It's crazy. Well, Tori, I hope you feel better.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Any Christmas or holiday things you want to say to those that may still be listening?
Sure don't.
Well, that's two of us. Okay. Do have yourself a wonderful holiday, but more so than that, more so is we wish you peace, and not in a holiday sense, in just a peace sense. Thank you so much. We'll be back for the New Year's compilation, which might be quite interesting.
New Year's Eve,
next Monday as we wrap up the entire year and see what happened.
Maybe let's wrap it up. Let's do the highlights, maybe do a highlight show.
Maybe we'll do a little, maybe I'll grab some highlights and we'll play those.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be kind of fun.
Less said for me, the better.
Well, at that
effort
point,
for me to even speak.
You may be fine. You better be fine by then. Here she goes. There she goes. There she goes.
Good times.